Going from childhood through to adulthood, well, the idea is that we're supposed to grow up, to mature. But the reality is that many of us actually never grow up, at least in some parts of our lives. And that immaturity, well, it's a pain. It causes us pain, and just quietly, it's a pain in the neck for everybody else. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be back with you again. Today on the program, we're going to be taking another look at the pain in your life from a different perspective. Yesterday on the program, we were chatting about the fact that growing up is hard work. Moving from complete dependence on our parents to independence is a process, and there are going to be bumps along the way. Sometimes we want to have a little tantrum and make like a kid. Other times we wanted to pull ahead and have freedoms when we didn't yet have the maturity to take responsibility. That's where the tension lies when we're growing up, especially in those teenage years. As teenagers, we were trading in the commodity of freedom, but our parents, they were trading in the currency of responsibility. And so that's why teenagers are often pulling against their parents. And the reason for chatting about this in the context of this series of short messages called Pain Relief for the Soul is that many, many of us don't ever really grow up. We carry around a lot of immaturity with us. We expect the world to revolve around us, and that immaturity causes us pain. James chapter 1, beginning at verse 2, "My brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete and lacking in nothing." You see, the point is, we're supposed to be mature. Maturity is a place of strength and compassion, a place of peace in the middle of the storm. Instead of clacking around like chickens with our heads cut off, God wants us to be mature, complete, and lacking in nothing. Question is, where do we get it? Where do we get this maturity? How do we grow up? A while ago, I taught a series on air called Wisdom That Works. And that was all about the getting of wisdom. A core part of that, in fact, the starting point, comes to us in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight." And I guess what that really says to me is that growing up, becoming wise, starts with honoring God. And that's a huge come down, because our natural position is that we're in charge of our own lives. It's that attitude of I'm in control that caused us to turn away from God in the first place. The beginning of wisdom is a teachable heart. I want to talk about having a teachable heart today, because this is a huge thing. When we're open to learning, to instruction, to God's wisdom, to reproof and to discipline, that's when we're in a position to mature and to grow up. And when we do that, a lot of the pain in our lives goes away. Let me give you just one example before we dive into the teachable heart thing. I used to be very touchy, incredibly touchy about criticism. I always wanted to be right. I always wanted to win an argument. I always wanted everyone to agree with me. Now, I hope you'll agree with me at this point that this is something of an immature position to have, right? Wandering through life with that kind of immaturity, well, it's kind of like painting a target on your chest. You're just going to get hurt because people just can't help taking aim at that sort of stupidity and immaturity. Now, that was my brand of immaturity, or at least one of them. There were definitely more. And there are still some that I'm working through. I'm sure that you have your brand of immaturity too, that place in your character where if you're given half the opportunity, you'd rather behave like a child than an adult. Perhaps it's a day-by-day victim mentality. Perhaps it's always being hurt because people don't meet up to our expectations and how we think we should be treated. It's pretty much an endless list. But do you see how the immaturity that we carry around opens the door to a world of pain? The world out there kind of expects us to be grown up. And when inside we think and feel and behave like a child, well, it's bound to hurt. Maturity means growing up, and it means a significant reduction in the pain that we're going to experience. Can I just say that again? Maturity means growing up, and it means a significant reduction in the pain we're going to experience. The question is, since we all have one or two specific flaws, specific areas of weakness in our different makeups, how do we go about growing up? Well, let me bring you back at this point to the idea of having a teachable heart. It dawned on me a decade and a half ago when I gave my life to Jesus that as smart as I thought I was, and as much as I'd relied on my own wits and my own strength, and as much as I thought that I had my life pretty well on track, if I was completely honest with myself, I had to admit that in many areas I'd made a complete hash of it. Was I some kind of complete fruitcake or complete failure? No. By the world's standards, I looked pretty successful. But on the inside where I lived and in my relationships, man, I had made a mess of things. Can I tell you? That was not a happy realization for me. It wasn't something I enjoyed back then, but it was a realization that I'm benefiting from right now. Because it was a step of humility that would never before have been possible. The realization that I was making a hash of some of the things in my life was what got me to step down off my high horse and to admit I needed help. That was the beginning of wisdom for me. God's way is right. I was getting it wrong. And at that point, I gained something I really had never had before. I gained a teachable heart. A heart that wasn't primarily concerned with being right and what other people thought about me. That's what kept me bound up in my immaturity in the first place. Now, it became a heart to honour God. And to do that, I had to relearn some of the things that were ruining my life. All of a sudden, I wasn't touchy anymore about criticism. Criticism is the opportunity to learn, to grow, to mature. Not all criticism is valid, but some of it certainly is. Have a listen to this, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 10. A rebuke strikes deeper into a discerning person than 100 blows into a fool. Don't you love that? When we have a teachable heart, a rebuke can be a huge blessing. When we're closed, people can beat us over the head with the same thing 100 times, and it still makes no difference. We stay there wallowing in our foolishness. Admitting that we're wrong is never fun, is never easy. But when we do, we're open to a new way, a better way, a way that works, a way that leads us through our trials, through our suffering, into maturity. And as we mature, we suffer less. Pride keeps us immature. Humility is the way to maturity. Listen to this, a prayer of King David when he was turning back to God after having committed adultery. Psalm 51, verse 17. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Contrition, a humble heart, ready to learn from God. There is the beginning of wisdom. There is the beginning of growing up. There is the beginning of maturity. There is the beginning of removing a whole bunch of pain from our lives. And that contrition, that open, teachable heart that hungers to honour God, that's something that God blesses. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 2. All these things my hand has made, and so all these things are mine, says the Lord. But this is the one to whom I will look, the humble and the contrite in spirit, who trembles at my word. God shows mercy to the humble, but he always, always opposes the proud. So, how about it? Is it time to grow up? With the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. And God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.